Final locker room chat here with the Troy Trojan Boys here on 103.9 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're here with Heath Wedstein of the Troy Trojan Boys. This locker room chat is provided by Exchange Bank, Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Well, Troy being able to come up victorious in the quarterfinals round of Substate over Onega, 78-47, fell off their final season game against Horton, 77-58. Before we talk about the continuous play here in the postseason, Coach, tell me about these last two games for you, and of course that big win in the quarterfinals matchup there against the Buffs.
Yeah, we had Horton last Friday, and they all mean quite a bit to us, but that one was to make sure that we had at least a share of second place in the league. And after the way this year shook out, our league was really tough, so to get that win against Horton, and Horton come out and played well. We had to change some things after the first quarter, and it was still close at half, but we had a really good second half in that game. Had a lot of guys contribute. We're really, really clicking right now with our eight guys that, we kind of interchange them. I finally got my substitutions kind of down to where I like them. I feel good about what we're doing. But what a great win against Horton. And then Monday night, we followed it up. We played Onega, which Onega, they lost a really top performer in the TVL not too long ago, so they were a little bit depleted. But, man, they played hard. We the second quarter, we got going. We played a little faster and had a really big second quarter, and we had a big lead and continued to play well the rest of the game. Again, we had four or five guys in double figures. That's been our key here lately. We've really been sharing it. A lot of guys, Colt Jensen in particular, is hitting from outside. Caden had a third quarter where he hit three threes. Sawyer had a big game a couple games ago, and Hunter and Kasten and Henry have all been solid a lot of games this year.
Well, switching our attention here to the continue in the sub-state play. It's a semifinal matchup here on Saturday, getting going at around 2 o'clock against Canton Galva on the road. Coach, what are some keys here this matchup to try to get this win and keep your hopes alive to potentially go and make a state appearance?
Yeah, they've got a really good team with a couple of guys that are really talented. We're going to have to play well, which I think we will. We're going to have to play well. We're going to play fast. Hopefully we stay out of foul trouble. We like to play a pretty tight defense, and hopefully we can stay out of foul trouble. And I think we've got a good shot. We've got to travel to their place, but I feel real good about what we're doing right now. Our guys are at a good place, and really trying hard for us.
Real quick, talking about that senior class for you and your team, you have a nice group of five seniors, of course. Sometimes we talk about more than the others, but everyone, whether it's offensively or defensively, they're contributing. What do you have to kind of say here from the senior class that has really gelled well together here this year for your team?
Yeah, for sure. What a great group. I've got a senior daughter, so I've known these boys for essentially their whole lives, but what a great group of kids and families and parents. And, they all try really hard. They all try for each other, and they're going to be really, really tough to replace, but hopefully we've got several more games here with this group.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you here for joining us for our final week here of our locker room chats.
Yep, thank you. Thank you very much. Go Trojans.
That was head coach Heath Wedstein of the Troy Trojan Boys as they look to keep their season alive here on Saturday on the road as they take on Canton Galva at 2 o'clock.